We're really looking forward to. Obviously, it's probably one of the biggest games in the club's history, is it? I don't know. Like, I think so. But I think we've prepared well. Everyone's flying fit. We're looking forward to, but we're under no illusions that it's going to be probably our toughest game as well. I think Genk can step it up from last week, and I think from our point of view, we need to be probably at that level we were last week or better, because if we're not all 8s, 9s out of 10s, I think we'd be picked off. So at that, it's a game we're really looking forward to, but we need to be at it if we're going to go through. Like, so we're under no illusions that way. But it's exciting, it's a chance to progress, and obviously for the club and the fans, especially the club financially, it'd be great. Obviously with money and stuff, and obviously with players and new contracts and better deals. But it's one we're really looking forward to, yeah.
And would you take confidence from Dundalk's great result last night?
Yeah, it was great. I was watching it, to be fair, I was cheering them on, to be fair, I thought it was great. Like, I thought they were outstanding. To a man, like, they were brilliant, and obviously with a team, beating a team like that, like, that's no mean feat. It's great, like, and I think it's great for the league. Obviously, look, they're all rivals, and when they go out on the pitch, we don't like them, but at the same time, you've got to give credit where credit's due. They're unbelievable, and it can only be good for the league. Obviously, it's good for them, but it can only be good for the league, and I think hopefully now we can keep that batting going, you know.
Greg, is it fair to say you've been playing through the pain barrier the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I have, to be fair. I don't want to go on to it, but too much, but I've probably trained about 4 times in a month. You know, and just gone out and played the games. But to be fair, it's getting better. I don't know how, but it is, because I haven't that much time to recover. But it's still at me. I still have to get strapped up. I still have to do the rehab. I'm still doing that side of things. But look, the first few games when I've played, it was really bad. But to be fair, the last few games I was sore, but it was kind of bearable. But yeah,
all okay for Paul.
Yeah, well, the ankle's still there. So yeah, you know, I'm all there. Yeah.
What about Genk? Surprised you last week?
Did they surprise us? Yeah. I don't know. It was mad. We were kind of going into the game into an unknown. We didn't know what way it was going to go, how good they really were. Obviously, you can watch videos and do analysis and do all that kind of stuff. But we're probably going into an unknown. We weren't sure what way it was going. I thought we started well, and then obviously they got the goal, not against the run of play, but it was kind of thought like we were comfortable enough. We were keeping our shape and they scored, so it was kind of like, right, we have to keep the heads here, try and keep the score down and keep doing what we're doing. And I thought second half, I thought we were excellent. I thought we finished stronger. I thought the lads finished, I don't know about myself, but I thought the lads finished a lot stronger than them. So, like, that's kind of credit to us, we're the fitness levels we were at. But like I said, running all illusions, it's going to be really, really tough, and we have to be really, really at a game, you know.
Do you reckon they underestimated you a bit last
week?
Yeah,
probably, because like I said, like, us doing analysis on them and then doing it on us, they're probably watching certain games, and they're probably thinking, like, geez, like, we can beat these or better than them. They might see a few weaknesses. But like I said, I thought it was probably our best game of the season, probably better than Dock at home, but that's a different type of game. But I think they probably did a small bit, but that's why I think it's they're going to up it again now come tomorrow. You know, I think with Hacking, they upped our game when they came over. We didn't see the ball for a lot in that second half, like, and I think it could be similar here, but I think they're a bit more direct than Hacking. I think Hacking didn't cross the ball into the box. I think Genk do, which is sort of, they're more kind of powerful team, more direct. But like I said, it's going to be really tough, and we're going to have to be all at it and full concentration for the 90 minutes, hopefully.
The tight pitch effect, do you think?
I don't know. Well, you can say that, but then again, they're stronger, probably a bit stronger, a bit more powerful. So, like, you can say the tight pitch or whatever you might be getting, but then that might be to their advantage as well, like covering the ground, getting away at me and stuff like that. So it's hard to know.
You've spoken about a lot in Europe this year, Greg, about eradicating kind of individual errors, unforced errors, is key against a team like Genk, obviously.
Yeah, that's it. Like, with the ball and without the ball, you have to cut them out. Simply, you're going to get punished. And to be fair, I thought, like, over there, I think we gave away the ball softly enough over there, and then we were probably a bit out of position, and bang, they scored. Like, so we all have our wits about us and make sure we kind of keep our heads and don't make them mistakes, you know.
You enjoyed the physical battle, didn't
you? Like, I did the last 20 minutes when I couldn't breathe. But to be fair, no, I did, yes. I think I'm a bit at my game. Like, I like to do both sides of the game, get on it and do the kind of dirty work if so. But to be fair, they're all strong lads as well. And look, hopefully we can battle again tomorrow and then obviously have that bit of quality when we get the ball, because at the end of the day, that's what we need, these games, that bit of quality. And even if it be a set piece or whatever, but like, you need the quality to hurt these teams, you know, that kind of way, with the other side of it.
Will you go up with Liam Bailey tomorrow
night? I won't be mounting him. I won't be out there. I know, to be fair, like, it's not just him. They've good players all over the pitch. The Greeks international, I'm not sure what his name is, but I found him very tough as well. And then you got your man Samata or whatever. Then the winger Buffel, is it like captain? He played for Rangers and Fiorentina. Like, it's not just him, but hopefully we can just, like I said, keep him in front of us and try not let him in behind, and hopefully we can deal with it that way.
You were saying, if it's nil all going into the last 15 or 20 minutes, there's no need for Cork to panic, really.
Yeah, I think we need to keep it tight. Like, I know, to be fair to Dundalk, they're looking at Tuesday against Bath. I think they pressed a lot. Like, I don't know if it'd be like that with us. I think we'll have to sit back and kind of similar the way we did out there, try and keep it nil as long as we can, and then hopefully the last 20 have a goal, like, you know, and kind of not to lose then. But we don't want to concede straight away or first half and then we're chasing the game and we could get popped, like get caught on the counter or something like that. So I think we need to like stay in the game as long as possible, and then hopefully at the end we can have a goal. But I think that's the way we're going to have to go about it, do you reckon?
Yeah. Greg, coming out of Thursday's game, that'll be the sixth Europa League fixture that Cork City would have played in, and hopefully more to come. Do you feel that the team as a unit have become stronger over playing in Europe?
Yeah, I do, good question. I think we've got a bit of confidence from it. Obviously going beating teams, obviously Linfield, obviously different because it's only up the road, but I think going out to Hack and getting results, I think we were very good out there. Maybe Wadland's good at home, but we got through the tie, and then out there again we've played well. I think hopefully we can, with this European run, and hopefully it keeps going beyond tomorrow night, but I think we can get confidence from that, bring it into the league, and believe that, like, we're a really good team and we can get on the ball and play as well as do the other side of it and counter attack and press. You know what I mean? That we can dictate games. So yeah, I think we will get a bit of confidence from it, and I think it's shown in training and the way we're playing at the minute. And obviously as the months go on, we're knowing each other's game, we're getting to know each other's game with the new group and new team and stuff like that. So I think we will get confidence from that.